Is the Church of the Poisoned Minds are behind the constant attacks on AI music. The reason? The quality of original music is in downfall at present, with owned talent recruiting the young, vulnerable, and innocent minds. Music festivals used to be the premier events to see live bands in the world now. They're just another recruitment tool for the Church of the Poisoned Minds. A socialist, woke organization hell-bent on twisting the aforementioned minds. And at present, succeeding. So if hundreds of thousands of non-bought minds gate crash the closed shop system that the Church of the Poisoned Minds operate within, then that is a problem for them, even though it could mean salvation for the free world. Just take Glastonbury for the simplest example. Notice all of those giant flags being waved in front of the TV cameras broadcasting the event worldwide. Are they ever about freedom, happiness, love? Or are they skull and crossbones, pride, Palestine, and trans issues? All of the issues that are dividing society lately, like never before, on full promotional display at Glastonbury. That's without the corrupt lyrics in many of the songs. They're also on display at all of the owned artists' concerts. Subliminal messaging has been hugely successful over the years. The Church of the Poisoned Minds have it down to perfection. Coupled with music, it is virtually invincible. Unless AI music is allowed to breed and fly, humanity may be drawing its last breath. Music is the food of love, as well as the food of life.